For God cannot be tempted, tested, or tried with evil. See, you're not going to be able to take a pretty little lady and put it before God and say, you tempted God? God says, I'm not tempted. I'm not tempted with evil. Watch this. Neither tempteth, tests, or tries he any man with evil. God's not tempting anybody with evil. God's not the one testing you with evil. Oh, somebody says, well, my house burned down. That's God testing me. No, God didn't have nothing to do with that. God is not the one tempting you with evil. God does not tempt any man with evil. God is not going to take evil and tempt anybody. He says, don't even say that. Don't even open your mouth and say it. God not tempting anybody with evil. Well, it's a temptation, but I sure want to slap that person. God ain't tempting anybody with evil. So if God's not tempting you with evil, who is? Oh, you don't know. The tempter is. And who is the tempter? Satan. He uses temptation, deception. Now, God cannot be tempted. Say that. Do you believe that? Do you actually think God can be tempted? No way. No way. He cannot be tempted. Okay, we got a little situation here coming up. Look at Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Now, this thing really nails this where this humanity is concerned, so please pay very close attention to this. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 6. Follow this carefully. You ready? You ready? Life-changing. Watch this now. Verse 6. But one in a certain place testified, saying, and that certain place is in Psalms chapter 8. What is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. And we know that that's a mistranslation. That word angels translated Elohim, a little lower than God, the creator of all physical things. Now notice, we know that in Psalms chapter 8, where he says that thou hast made man a little lower than Elohim, God, not an angel. That's a mistranslation, gutless translator, put it in there twice. Thou hast made him a little lower than Elohim, man. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. Who? Man. Who? Man. Say it. Who? Man. And didst set him over the works of thy hand. Who? Man. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Somebody say, who? Me. Me.
Me.
Me.
Me. Me.
For in that he put all in subjection unto him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than Elohim. Now, wait a minute. The scripture says that man was made a little lower than God. But right here he says, now we see Jesus, Jesus who was made a little lower than God. What did he just say? He just said that Jesus and man are in the same brotherhood. Oh, my goodness. Jesus, who was made a little lower than who? Elohim. And then up there at verse, wherever that verse is, verse 7, he said, and he made man a little lower than who? Elohim. So if man was made a little lower than
Elohim,
and Jesus was made a little lower than
Elohim,
they must be in the same class.
Yes. Yes.
So if Jesus came as God, then why do we read here that he was made a little lower than God? Watch this. Watch this. Verse 10. For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth. Who's the one that sanctifieth? Jesus. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
And they who are sanctified. Now, who have been sanctified? Are all what? One, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them what?